everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon podcast. Well, you know that groceries are now breaking the bank, gas prices are soaring, and mortgage rates are through the roof, but the Biden administration still says that Bidenomics is working. Well, I've got the former economic policy advisor to President Trump, Larry Kudlow, with me here to give us his take. You can catch him every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern on his Fox Business show. Larry, welcome to the podcast. Tell us what you think about Bidenomics.
Bidenomics is not doing well. That's what I would say about Bidenomics. Listen, the problem with Bidenomics is the issue of affordability. And you mentioned a couple things. Gasoline prices have come down, but they're still way ahead of where they were a couple years ago, where Donald Trump left them. And wages have gone up and people are working, but the trouble is the level of the consumer price index has gone up much more. So again, real wages are falling. Ordinary working folks, typical families, probably lost something in the neighborhood of $7,000 in the last couple of years. And again, in the prior years, they rose by almost $7,000, according to new revisions coming out of the government. And then the other problem you've got, besides real wages falling, grocery prices have been rising at a substantial rate. I mean, actually, you know what's so much fun here? Economists, heaven forbid, economists love to look at the inflation rate. And they say, well, we have to look at the core rate. We have to exclude food and energy. So I think that's a big problem, because food, aka groceries, and energy, aka gasoline, those are the necessities, the essentials of life, of day-to-day life.
Absolutely. That's what I spend all my money on.
Yeah, I mean, so I just looked at it when we got the third quarter data, third quarter numbers on GDP and the GDP deflator. So I took out everything. I took out everything but food and energy, okay? Because that's what you should be looking at if you're worried about middle class living. And so it turns out that number is up 6.6% at an annual rate, all right? Whereas the overall deflator was only up about a little over 3%, which itself is too high. The necessities of life, food and energy, up nearly 7% at an annual rate. That's the problem with Bidenomics. The level of prices has gone up markedly, almost 20% in the last nearly three years. And that's killed people. You're working, but you're losing ground. You're working harder and you're buying less. That's the problem. Life is not affordable for middle income people, and actually, by the way, lower income people. I mean, minority groups get hit even harder than middle class people do, at least in low income minority groups. So that's the problem with Bidenomics. The last point I'll make is, you know, home buying, you want to have a home, buy a home. That's the American dream. So the problem there is mortgage rates are now over 8%. And that makes housing affordability, I think I just saw from the National Association of Home Builders, it's the worst in something like 20 years.
Wow.
So, you know, these are the difficulties. And look, the root cause of this, the root cause of this is too much spending, too much money printing, too much borrowing. And these things feed into the inflation rate. So, you know, that's the failure of Bidenomics. I mean, there are other things to talk about, the war against fossil fuels, for example, but those are the basics, Tudor.
Well, let me ask you that, because when we talked to Donald Trump and I asked him about the situation with inflation and just in general, the overall costs that are costing, as you said, low income families the most, he simply said, drill, 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 baby, drill.
Yes.
Which I, from your perspective, is that the answer? Because right now we see Biden stepping further away from America drilling oil.
Yes. Well, I think President Trump was right. It's not the only factor, but it's really a major factor. You know, just
so why is it a major factor? Because, I mean, is that because as the oil prices go higher, it's higher to transport everything and then everything goes up? Is that what we're seeing happening?
I'm not turning my back on you. I'm going to get you a list. I have this wonderful list that I keep. Most folks do not understand how important oil and petroleum is to the economy. So when President Trump says drill, baby, drill, he's right. We got it up to 13 million barrels a day. Then after the pandemic, you know, Biden and his war against fossil fuels, it recovered briefly and then it came back down. It's come back to about 12.5 million barrels a day, but it ought to be about 14 or 15 million barrels a day. That's the problem. If you were drilling and the rig count was up, you'd be about 14 to 15 million barrels a day. So prices are $80 to $90 a barrel right now. You know, follow me with this, 80 to 90. Gasoline is around $3.50, okay? If you drilled properly, you didn't have a war against fossil fuels, and you didn't have all this socialist Green New Deal stuff, you'd basically be 14 to 15 million. What would that do to prices? That would bring prices down, I would say, Tudor, hard to be exact, but it would be close to $50 a barrel, not $80 or $90 a
wow.
barrel. And the price of gasoline would be closer to $2 or maybe $2.50. It wouldn't be a $3.50. So that's, now look at, here's another point. Hundreds of prices throughout every nook and cranny in the economy are affected by refined petroleum products. All right, follow me on this. It's not only gasoline, okay? Can I just read you, we'll have some fun here. I don't know if you have a couple hours. No, I'm just kidding. I had this list, I carry it around with me. It's from the Energy Department, okay? It's fossil energy. And it really comes to refined petroleum in our daily lives. Are you ready?
Yep.
Air mattresses, antifreeze, antihistamines, antiseptics, asphalt, aspirin. I'm just eyeballing this. Boats, cameras, candies, car batteries and cases, cell phones, clothes, coffee makers, here's one, cold cream, all right? We both have to take our makeup off every day, you and me. Crayons, credit cards, curtains, denture adhesives. Now, I'm skipping over stuff. I'm just dishwashing liquids, dog collars, electric blankets, all right? Now, fertilizers are very important because that goes into food prices.
And that has been outrageous the past few years, is the cost of fertilizer. Yeah. And it has cost, that is another reason our food prices are higher.
Here's some golf bags, golf balls, guitar strings, hair colors. I won't mention that. Ice buckets. Lipstick,
costing me money.
Lipstick, luggage, mops. Okay. Now we go into pharmaceuticals. Okay. Drugs that we use every day. Again, including aspirin, refrigerator linings, roller skate wheels, roofing, rubber cement, shoes, sandals, sunglasses, surfboards. I'm sure you're out there surfboarding in Michigan. Tennis rackets, okay. I played college varsity tennis. Tires, toothbrushes, transparent tape, trash bags, truck and automobile parts, TV cabinets. Okay, so when I say hundreds of items of ordinary life, okay, those are affected by the price of oil. And so oil between $80 and $90, which may get back to 100, it got as high as 125, causes all these prices to go up and your living standards to go down. If you drilled properly, and we had a high rig count, and these big oil companies were investing in new fracking, for example, Harold Hamm, our friend, you'd be closer to $50 a barrel, and you'd be closer to $3.50 of gasoline. And all these prices I just mentioned, every one of these prices would be 25 to 50% lower. So what does that mean? It means whatever you're making, your take-home pay would buy more because these prices would be less.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
actually, it's funny that you go through all of these things because I think people don't realize that. I mean, remember the controversy a few years ago? I think it was North Face or something that came out and said they were against Big Oil, and they and Big Oil laughed and said, "How do you think you make your jackets? How
do you think?" Exactly. By the way, if you go into, you know, God forbid, you go into an operating room, probably 75% of the things these doctors use have a petroleum base to them.
Yeah, I mean, so I used to be in manufacturing, and I sold tool and die steel. Everything was plastic injection molding, and so we would see all of the new trim and everything on the cars before they were coming out. And just the other day, I was sitting in the car with a guy who's never been in manufacturing, and I said, just for a moment, look at every piece on your car, every button, every little detail, every little chromed piece. All of this is coming from oil. I mean, these are all made, that is all a direct result of somebody manufacturing this with a plastics process, and that's all coming from oil. So my question to you is, we are seeing this push to get rid of fossil fuels. Nobody really understands all of the things they make. But in addition to that, we had a state senator who was on the floor a couple days ago, and he gave a very compelling speech. He's also a dairy farmer in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And he said that the governor is now wanting to take 260,000 acres of farmland and put solar farms on them. He said, let me tell you how that affects me. Because if my buddy to the right of me decides I'd rather get $3,000 a month of subsidies for my land and gets rid of his dairy farm, and to the left of me the same, he said, suddenly nobody wants to come and service any of my equipment, come out and help me with my farm. If I have a problem, I can't go to the neighbors because they don't have a dairy farm anymore. He said, your food security is at risk as long as you are focused on only one thing, and that is getting rid of fossil fuels and bringing in these solar farms and wind farms. So how serious is this? If we get rid of fossil fuels, and we are, how many things are we putting into jeopardy right now by doing this?
It's catastrophic. Hmm. Look, can I just say it can't happen and it won't happen. You have these left-wing climate change people running the administration, and this has been their great dream for years. But let's be very clear. If you go underneath the climate change hood, think of it as the hood of a car, go underneath that hood, what you have is an ideology that is against free market capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These people are central planners. This is Soviet style, 5-year plans, 10-year plans. They are opposed to business. And one of the key aspects of the Biden administration across the board in everything they do is the massive volume, thousands of new regulations aimed at controlling business or stopping business, right?
And people mistakenly think that that is to protect the earth in the future, but it doesn't protect the earth in the future.
No, and interestingly enough, too, another point on this is, let's say you want to produce a wind farm. I'm not against wind energy, and I'm not against solar energy. You know, I'm against the idea that you're going to abolish fossil energy. But if you want to build a wind farm, you are going to create a tremendous output of carbon. Make no mistake about that.
Mm-hmm.
The equipment you use, the construction, the excavation, all of that will release massive amounts of carbon into the air. You'll also destroy the environment. I mean, these wind farms are several hundred square miles or more, and you're just going to dig up the environment. You're going to wreck whatever wildlife is there. You know, talk about endangered species. You're going to destroy all that stuff. So people haven't thought this through. And the Biden administration has, in my opinion, purposely avoided explaining to people what it means to replace fossil energy with wind or solar energy. They have never given you a roadmap. They've never been specific about the carbon cost or the overall cost in dollars and cents. And then finally, as I'm sure you're aware, because they are opposed to drilling and excavation of minerals, which are necessary for electric-powered car batteries. You're helping China, which is our enemy, okay? You know, we have the minerals here to produce electric car batteries. And I'm not opposed to electric cars, okay? But the same regulations that are stopping fossil fuel excavation apply to other minerals. And those minerals are necessary for the very batteries to power the cars. So when they say gas-powered cars end in 2035, you sort of scratch your head and you go, how are we going to do this? Well, the answer is, we'll buy China. We'll just have to buy all of China because China has the mineral resources and they excavate it. So this is silly. The whole thing is silly. And that's why it is so unpopular. You know, by 2-1, people do not want to end gas-powered automobiles.
That was actually what I was going to say, because we just saw Ford say they're not going to open this battery plant that they had promised in Kentucky. They are putting a hold on the one that they were talking about in Michigan. Is this, I mean, you could say this is maybe because of the strike, but is it more because they're realizing that while people are not opposed to electric vehicles, not everybody wants to go out and buy one and rely fully on an electric vehicle. I mean, even the Ford CEO came out and said, we're finding out that this is more of, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but a rich man's toy than an actual daily driver.
Well, they lost $4.5 billion last year on the EV side. The only thing keeping Ford in business is the SUV and truck business. That's where they make their money. And not sedans, by the way. It's the SUVs and trucks. Look, I don't know the current CEO of Forbes. I work for it. I work closely with the prior CEOs. I do know Mary Barra very well from General Motors. Mary Barra is a very smart woman, but she's a dreamer. She came up through the planning stage. She's never really done cars per se. And you will see the same out of them. They're losing money hand over fist, trying to jam down these electric vehicles. Folks don't want them, right? Some folks, some well-to-do folks want them, okay? I wrote in one, a super rich money manager 2 years ago in Palm Beach, Florida. We were at a dinner party. Everybody leaves 10 o'clock at night. He says, come on, I want to show you my new Tesla. He has a Tesla. And I'm not going to mention this guy's name. He's a very good conservative, our man. But anyway, so I want you to take a ride in my Tesla. So we're in the middle of Palm Beach, Florida, and I get into the car, and there's no lights. It's absolutely pitch dark. And he guns the engine, which you don't hear, and I'm doing 60 miles an hour or more in about 1.5 seconds. Okay, I got that. And it was a thrill. Now, you have to pay about $150,000 for that car, all right? So it is a rich person's toy, okay? I'm not against him. I happen to like Elon Musk. I know the guy, did a little bit of work with him in the White House, but this is not for everybody. A lot of people would like to buy a $35,000 car, okay, or a $45,000 car, but they don't need to buy a $75,000 electric vehicle just because Joe Biden says you have to.
Well, and you talked about China. I want to get into that a little bit because it does seem like we are trading national security for what we say is going to be economic growth that doesn't seem to be economic growth. And we're bringing some of these companies right into the United States, like this company in Michigan that is supposedly making some sort of electric battery component. But we're hearing that it's not even staying in the United States, that it will ship out of the United States. So why are we bringing, under the guise of being green and being a cleaner nation, even though China is not going to be green or be a cleaner nation, why are we bringing in companies that are affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party into the United States? And how dangerous is that?
Well, it's a good question. The answer is you're giving up a lot of national security. You're giving up a lot of economic security. You know, I was on the China trade team. And I thought President Trump, his phase one China deal was a pretty good deal. Not all of it is being implemented. Some of it is. His trade rep, Robert Lighthizer, Bob Lighthizer is a very dear friend of mine. did a great negotiating job. I don't know that they're going to implement it. Here's the key point. It's not electric cars that worry me, although I think it's silliness because we're going to have to buy the minerals for the batteries from China. So it's like, you know, it's like the China Economic Growth Act. But what is what is so important here is technology. You know, America is a world leader in technology and in advanced technology. And that is the lifeblood of our economy. That's where the inventions and innovations, that's where the high paying jobs come from. That's where the new businesses come from. It's all about advanced technology, which we still do better than anybody else in the world, okay? We cannot, this is what Lighthizer taught me, we cannot give up our technological advance. It is the heart of the American economy. And so when we had negotiations, you know, from Trump and Xi all the way down the line, we said, look, you are stealing our technology. And we can't allow that. We cannot allow intellectual property to be stolen. You are stealing it left and right. Mm-hmm. We cannot allow the forced transfer of technology. So an American company goes to China, as a lot of them did in the 1990s and the 2000s. The Chinese require that they own 51% of the company and they control the board of directors, okay? So what do? They said they make you put your blueprint on the table. They order you to do this in order for you to continue to trade with them. Blueprints on the table, they make notes, they do reverse engineering, and they steal our technology, our intellectual property. This cannot be permitted. And if that means, and I tend to be a free trader, President Trump kids me about this all the time, but I supported him on his China tariffs because we cannot allow them to steal our intellectual property and our advanced technology. We cannot allow that. And it's not only an economic issue, Tudor, it's a national security issue because of the defense weaponry, as you can well imagine. So the stakes here are very high.
Why do we even allow, we have on so many of our defense projects, we have a 90% Buy America clause. Why is it just that? Why aren't there certain standards where you can't buy from countries that are adversarial?
Well, I would agree with that. I think that's something that has to be looked into. You'd need a tough administration to do it. We don't have that now. But
We don't. I mean, and I think that is why a lot of Americans feel very nervous right now. They see what's happening in Israel. They see what's happening with Russia. They see what's happening with North Korea, China, Russia, Iran, all talking. And they feel very concerned about a man who looks so frail on the world stage. And really, it seems as though Biden is not the man that he was when he was senator, not even when he was vice president. And was he even capable of being president in those times? But now he is the president, and he seems to have an administration that is very young, very goofy, a lot of people that are questioning their own lifestyle. And yet they are making key decisions for the country and making huge mistakes, like even the social media mistake where they are putting out pictures of our special forces. Those are errors that cannot be made from the president of the United States. So how do the American people feel comfortable with this? And how do we get our candidates for president to get the message out that you got to vote for a Republican in 24 because this is not going to end well if Biden has another 4 years?
Yeah, well, you know, Trump took out Soleimani. All right, Soleimani, who was Iran's head of terror operations, he was the number one guy. So Soleimani lived a lavish lifestyle, and he's coming out of an Iraq airport, and he's going to visit an Iranian command and control center in Iraq. And he got into a car and Trump took him out. He and his driver. What did Iran do? They didn't do anything. You know why? Because this economic and energy sanctions that we put on them were enforced. So they were not selling oil. They were down to like 400,000 barrels of oil. Today they're up to close to 4 million. Their foreign exchange reserves are almost, I don't know, $5 billion. Today they're about $80 billion. They didn't say a word. It's funny, I was on the air this morning on one of the business shows. Trump also told the mullahs, I have your phone number and I know your home address.
And people thought that was nuts, but it worked.
That's what you need. You need deterrence, not appeasement. You have in the Biden administration appeasers. What we need are strongmen. Peace through strength requires actions from time to time to send a message and make a point. And when I was a young man, I worked for Ronald Reagan. Reagan knew this very well. And then more recently, I worked for President Trump, and he understood it very well. Deterrence is what you need, not appeasement. That's the big issue right now. I don't think we'd be in Afghanistan, or we wouldn't have had to vacate Afghanistan the way we did. I don't think Putin would have ever invaded Ukraine. And I don't think Hamas would have ever undertaken this barbaric invasion of Israel, you know, killing 1,400 civilians at a peace concert. I mean, I don't believe it. Iran is the problem. Probably the biggest problem is Iran right now. The biggest problem, maybe North Korea, close second. But China is our enemy. Russia is our enemy. Maybe we can do business with Russia on some things, but I'm very doubtful. You need a strong person in the White House. You know, the other thing, Tudor, is I'm not going to judge the Biden people personally. I know some of them, okay? I knew them when they worked for Obama. I've known them when they were out of office. There's some good people in that administration. But predominantly, the people staffing the Biden administration are not men and women who have worked in business, had to earn a paycheck, had to sign a paycheck. They have no understanding of that. And that's really too bad. And, you know, was the Trump administration perfect with his personnel? No, these things are never perfect. But if you look at the top layer, all of us worked in business one way or another. We either worked at companies or corporations or Wall Street or, you know, businesses or energy and oil. Healthcare. These were men and women from business, okay? And I think that makes a big difference. And that's why I said earlier when we were talking about the energy problem, these are central planners. These are people that believe in government. It's like something out of a Friedrich Hayek book. It's like The Road to Serfdom or The Constitution of Liberty. Hayek always writes about the central planners, the bureaucrats who think they know more than people who work in everyday private lives in business. They don't know more. I'm sorry. I've been on both sides. They don't know more. You just don't. And look, and President Trump himself obviously was a successful businessman.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is, quote, worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor. I mean, I understand not wanting to say anything negative about folks in the Biden administration, but I have to ask, when you talk about this Iran situation, this has not been a mystery. They've been the number one world sponsor of terror for decades. We know that if they have money, that this is what they will do with it. It's not as though they're going to have beautiful buildings, that they're going to invest in their communities, that they're going to have great playgrounds. This is not who they are. They are a terrorist organization, and they want to go after people and eliminate them. So why did the Biden administration allow this to, why did they loosen these sanctions? Why did they allow them to make so much money, knowing that, I mean, and it's not a question. You can look at the Supreme Leader's Twitter account and or X account, whatever we're calling it these days, and see that this is his plan. This is the plan of Iran. So how did they allow this to happen? How can one administration be so irresponsible? Is it just filled with useful idiots, people that are just like, hey, we want to be loving and caring? I mean, we see a lot of that now, all these people that are like, we can all get along, but we can't all get along. We know there are people that are genuinely dangerous who want to go after certain groups of people and wipe them off the planet. So how can it be that there are no adults in this administration that said, no, we're not going to loosen the reins on this particular group?
Well, there are adults, but they're wrong thinking adults. I mean, that's really the, you know, there's a view which, you know, goes back to the Obama administration. You know, this basically is the Obama's third term, if you will, that Iran could be brought into the world of other nations in the Middle East, that Iran could be integrated into the Middle East, you know, and take their seat at the negotiating table with the other civilized countries. That is a foolish view. That is a view that has been disproved by events going back all the way. Again, my years, remember, it was the Ayatollah that took the American hostages. And the morning that Ronald Reagan was inaugurated, they released the hostages because they knew Reagan would take action. Iran is a bad actor, as you say. So this view that you can integrate Iran into the Middle East is wrong. And by the way, most of the other Arab nations now do not like Iran. This was the heart of the Abraham Accords that President Trump and all of us negotiated. Jared Kushner, David Friedman, all the whole gang was Pompeo. I mean, it was a good group there the last two or three years, I thought. And there's a story running. You take a look at this or have somebody do. Online newspaper, the New York Sun, it's a very good conservative paper. But anyway, There's a story by Benny Abney, a reporter. No matter what the Arabs, the other Arab nations may say publicly about this Hamas travesty, they don't want or like Hamas or Hezbollah or Iran any more than you and I do. They would love to see Israel wipe Hamas out. It's a very important story, because these were the nations that we were negotiating with, and that includes the Saudis. You know, ask yourself this. You have this blow up in the Middle East once again, but the price of oil hasn't moved. This is not the Yom Kippur War of 50 years ago. This is not the Arab oil embargo. You know why? Because Saudi Arabia doesn't like Iran, period, full stop. And the Saudis were doing this. And I'm not going to defend everything the Saudis have done, but I'm saying their foreign policy is much more pro-Israel today and anti-Iran. And it's true with the Emirates, and it's true with the other Gulf states, okay? And this is a very important swing. And that's one reason why I want Biden to just let Bibi Netanyahu, warts and all, just let Netanyahu and the IDF do what they're going to do. They'll be doing the whole world a great service by cleaning up Hamas. They'll be doing the all civilized world a great service. Israel can do more for religious freedom than any other country right now by wiping out Hamas. And if you wipe out Hamas, the next step is Iran. Iran will fall, but you'll need a strong president to push it over. And we're going to have a strong president in a little more than a year.
Well, I absolutely hope everybody is listening so they go out and vote, because I think that what you're saying is so key, that these Arab nations, maybe they'll be silent, maybe they'll say they are supporting the other side, but if you have a strong America, you have a strong world. I mean, and that there is no question about that. If we are a weak America, you see what's happening right now. I think that's what so many people are saying. You've got to make sure you vote for a strong America and get a Republican president in there in 2024. Larry Kudlow, it is so interesting to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
My pleasure.
And thank you all for joining us on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. For this episode and others, go to TudorDixonPodcast.com. You can subscribe right there or head over to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And join us the next time on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Have a blessed day.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.